Welcome to World Ocean Radio.
Peter Neal and World Ocean Observatory have launched a Substack to share a plan for specific action and public participation. This week and next on World Ocean Radio, we will reintroduce listeners to Rescue, a 33-part series outlining a plan for specific action and public participation, providing a blueprint for how the ocean can save civilization. In the series, we cover ocean topics related to science, policy, technology, finance and ecosystem services, education and ocean literacy, culture, and human health. Rescue stands for renewal, environment, society, collaboration, understanding, and engagement.
I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. The Earth is under siege, covering 70% of the planet's surface and the essential element in the water cycle that sustains all aspects of human life. The ocean is the place for rescue and the future of human survival, integrating climate, freshwater, food, energy, health, trade, transportation, policy, law, security, community, and culture. The ocean is the system that will protect and provide, secure, and sustain our future. Through the best and good offices of the United Nations, national and regional governance, the academic and NGO community, and concerned citizens worldwide, much progress has been made in ocean research, data collection, increased capacity and best practice. Thousands of acres of marine areas have been protected, and public awareness has increased and engagement expanded in response. But it has not been enough, in time or substance, and does not include other areas of transformational change critical to the continuity of society through radical modification of values, structures, and behaviors. We, here on World Ocean Radio, are presumptively proposing Rescue, a new plan, to be presented in ensuing editions as an expanded paradigm for action. In the prologue to The Silent World, ocean explorer and communicator Jacques Cousteau writes, "We have tried to find the entrance to the great hydrosphere," unquote, to the ocean world that is our life source and sustainer. Since then, there have been decades of response in science and observation, policy definition and proposal, the designation of coastal resources and marine protected areas, and the engagement of vast communities of scientists, educators, environmentalists, and government officials, a global initiative frustrated by denial and contravention. Thus, the door remains closed. This collective ocean investigation has focused primarily on science and observation, policy, and some regional international agreements. But the hydrosphere is so much larger and more complicated, and there are differing forms of knowledge, factors that must be incorporated into any exploration of transformational change. Here's a list of additional considerations. 1. Context expansion, the world water cycle and climate consequence. 2. Emerging technology and invention. 3. Ecofinance, natural asset value and novel financial instruments. 4. Ocean literacy, education, and transgenerational engagement. 5. Advocacy, political will through global communications. 6. Ocean connections, shared understanding through cultural traditions. 7. Articulation of an ocean ethos, new values, structures, and behaviors. 8. A suggestion vision for a new hydraulic society. "We have tried to find the entrance to the great hydrosphere," writes Cousteau, "but there is no single door. There can be no single approach to a fluid system. Thus, the UN's Decade for Ocean Science or Goals for Sustainable Development are but two lanes of approach to the problem that can only be partially successful because they fail to include so many other equally necessary, equally dynamic, equally vital parts and pathways to the solution. The ocean, indeed all of nature, is alinear, with infinite points of entry, each essential to the whole. We must start everywhere." So on to Rescue, a plan for specific action and public participation. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
Join the conversation on Substack.com for weekly four-minute reads. You'll find us at Ocean Blueprint. World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network for use by college and community radio stations worldwide. Find us on the WERU archive, wherever you listen to podcasts, and at worldoceanobservatory.org, where the full catalog of more than 700 World Ocean Radio episodes is searchable by theme. Thanks for listening.